Following the sound of the bell deep into the body, relaxing inwards and downwards, following the spiral path downwards, Just sinking inwards and downwards, relaxing in, relaxing down. Coming to the center of the body, entering the deep places of Anuvin. Feeling the form of the body, feeling the shaped nature of the body, with its physicality, with its stress patterns, with its knownness. And through that knownness, through the image of the body, touching the image of mystery, touching the unknown place. Softening, loosening, opening into flow. Sinking down deep into the ground. Deep into the earth. Coming down into the deep place, into the mound, into the dreaming place. Spiraling downwards. Meeting again the dreaming self. Once again, making connection with the dreaming self. Relaxing into relationship. Relaxing into dialogue. Being with the mysterious part of your nature. Form and formlessness. Flesh and dreaming. Coming together in mystery. as you sit in the dreaming place, in the deep place of the mound, communing with the dreaming self, you are aware that above the mound there is the shape of the castle. And here in the deep place of the mound, you are in the foundations of the castle. Here you sit with the dreaming self. Here you sit with the deep energies. And just beside you there is a stairway, a spiral stairway that leads you upwards. And you find yourself climbing the stairway, bringing the energy of the dreaming self into the other places. And just above the place of the dreaming self, you find another room, a room of many images with a great mirror at its center. Let yourself look into the mirror. Let yourself see the images. The images of your life. The images of yourself. Stand in the room of the images. Look deeply into the mirror. Let yourself see. Feel a deep place underneath the hall of images. Look deeply into the mirror. See the images of your life. as you bring your attention away from the mirror, you find to one side of you a small door marked with the image of a star. And somehow you know that this is the passage that leads you to the Hall of the Lady of the Wood. And if it is right for you, you open the door and you find yourself upon a steep stair. The light is strange in here, for it is starlight. The colours are black and indigo. And the silvery, slightly coloured light of the stars. And as you ascend the stair, you feel the starlight wrapping around you. You feel the deep indigo blue of space, the shining silver of the stars. And all at once you find yourself in a small grove of trees. With a woman who is dressed in silver and white. And all around you are trees and plants, a whole ecosystem. Contemplate the trees and the plants and the woman. It is night time in the wood. Feel the secret life of the wood. Feel the green life in darkness. Feel again the starlight twinkling through. Let yourself sink down again along the starlit path. Feeling the blessing of the Lady of the Wood. Feeling the green life. Coming again to the small room with the great mirror. Looking deeply into the mirror. Seeing the dreaming self in the mirror. Seeing and being seen. Turning to your right side, you see another small door marked with the image of the sun. And if it is right for you, you open this door and find yourself in another steep stair. This time it is brightly lit, clear, sharp-edged. Every step is clear. There is no ambiguity, there is no darkness, there is light and clarity. And as you ascend the stair, you feel the clarity, you feel the light. Feel the power of the sun coming into you. And you find yourself in the study of a magician, who may be Merlin, who may be Gandalf, who may be many figures. But this is the study of the magician. There are many books here, many thoughts and many ways of thinking. Letting the room take its shape, noticing the books, noticing the way they are written, noticing how they are organized, communing with the magician. And when you are ready, letting yourself sink down again along the path of the sun, the daylight path, returning to the room of images and looking again into the mirror, communing with the dreaming self. finding yourself once again stepping onto the spiral stair and walking upwards, moving upwards, noticing the place when you are between the hall of the Lady of the Woods and the hall of the study, feeling those opposites, feeling the magician with his books and understanding, feeling the Lady of the Woods with her plants and trees, feeling the meeting point in your own body of the magician and the lady. Rising higher and coming into the hall of the Round Table. Taking your place at the table. Feeling the great hall all around you. Feeling the stained glass windows. Feeling the colors of the windows cast into the room. Feel the richness of the carpets underneath your feet, and feel the gold and indigo table with the veiled golden chalice at its center. Sitting at the table, contemplating the chalice, contemplating the companions of the table, feeling beneath you the hall of images, feeling beneath you the chamber of earth, the deep mound, and the hall of the Lady of the Wood, and the magician's study. Contemplate these figures. Feel the castle all around you, the castle that is your castle. The archetypal shape that is filled with your life and your will. Feel the central tower with its battlements. Feel a mound going deep down into the earth. You sit in the hall of the Round Table, which is halfway between the deep and the height. You sit at the Round Table. Many beings gather with you around the chalice that is the cauldron. That is also somehow the sword of light. You feel in your body the daylight path and the starlight path. You feel the magician and the lady. You contemplate the mirror of images and the dreaming self. Bring them all together in the contemplation of the table. Let each figure take their place around the table with you, so that new connections can be made, new possibilities created. Sit. Be one with the table, be one with the castle. Be one with the surface self and the dreaming self. Let the particle and the wave come together in communion. gradually let the form of the image dissolve, leaving the felt sense of the image behind. As you hear the sound of the singing bowl calling you outwards, letting the images dissolve into the body, leaving the feeling, the felt sense of the experience. As you start to move your attention from the inside to the outside, following the spiral outwards, moving outwards and upwards, and then going into two groups, if you will. One of three, one of four, obviously. And just spending some time together, just speaking your experience to each other. Speaking and listening. Mm-hmm.